Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
Iowa's heartbeat abortion ban officially takes effect, and now, consequently, thousands of babies will be saved. We'll also be focusing on Texas and some of the amazing statistics that are coming out of that state. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me on Faith and Freedom is Holly Mead.
Well, you know, this is good news out of Iowa, Matt, that they also now have a heartbeat law that was signed by the governor in July that bans abortions once a baby's heartbeat can be detected. And that's often as early as 5 to 6 weeks. You know, they often call it a 6-week abortion ban, but I like to call it a heartbeat law because it's focusing on the baby's heartbeat, on the life of the child.
Yes. In Florida, for example, there's a heartbeat law, and it's called the heartbeat law, but it's actually technically 6 weeks, which is when the baby actually typically has the heartbeat. But it's conceptually easy to think of it as heartbeat. And so Iowa also now joins a number of states, Florida included, that has a heartbeat law. The governor signed this heartbeat law in 2018, but the Iowa Supreme Court failed to uphold it in a deadlocked 3-3 ruling on procedural grounds last year, so it never took effect. However, the court ruled in favor of the new heartbeat law in a 4-3 decision just recently in a major victory for pro-lifers.
Yeah, they're estimating that this would save approximately 2,000 babies per year. Think about that, 2,000 babies per year, when Iowa reported 3,761 abortions in 2021. So think about that many babies will then have life, will breathe their first breath of air because of the governor signing this.
Yeah, so the Iowa Supreme Court in this decision said that the constitution of that state does not include a fundamental right to abortion. And so this is a good decision here in Iowa. This means that Iowa is going to clearly have many more lives that will be born and that will have the first opportunity to breathe their first breath because of this heartbeat law.
Right.
I also saw that Minnesota Planned Parenthood said that it's going to be more busy because Minnesota, with Governor Waltz there, by the way, who's now the new VP pick of Kamala Harris, very, very pro-abortion, very pro-abortion state, they said that they will be busier with people coming across the border from Iowa to their very radical pro-abortion state of Minnesota. So that is going to stop those abortions in Iowa. Some people may still try to cross the border in Minnesota to get an abortion there, but this is a great development. More and more we're seeing states across the country, particularly it's breaking down just like in the LGBTQ between mm-hmm. red and blue states.
Yeah. In fact, Iowa joins Georgia, South Carolina, Florida with the heartbeat bans, and then 14 other states are currently enforcing near total bans on abortion, including Missouri, South Dakota, which border Iowa. So then just like the South now is protecting life because of Florida's heartbeat law going into effect, now this Midwest area is also becoming very pro-life because of this.
So there's good news coming out of Texas as well. New statistics, the latest report from the Texas Health and Human Services Commission released in August of 2024, highlights the continued impact of Texas's abortion laws in protecting unborn babies and pregnant women's lives. The report shows that for the first 21 months, following the United States Supreme Court's decision to overturn Roe v. Wade in the Dobbs case, from July 2022 through March 2024, reported elective abortions in Texas have consistently dropped from thousands per month to zero.
Zero.
Thousands
zero
to
abortions.
Zero. Additionally, during this time period, doctors reported performing 102 medically necessary abortions, with 5 reported in March in all hospitals.
You know, so I can just envision this state of Texas and envision other states the abortion facilities having to shut down because they don't have any customers. This is amazing.
It's really amazing. And so I'm looking right now at the reported abortions pre and post Dobbs. It's quite significant. I mean, for example, if you look here in this column right before us, Holly, we have elective abortions. And I'll just read you a couple of these months. I'll start in January and go down through June. January of 2022, 2,531. 2,513, 3,295, 3,187, 2,991, and in June of 2022, 2,595. July 2022, 67. August 2022, zero.
Zero. So don't forget that elections matter in this case because of President Trump, because of him assigning these Supreme Court justices that overturned Roe. Now, Texas, all these babies will now live because of this decision.
Yeah, so there was in August, on August 25, 2022, the Texas Human Life Protection Act went into effect. And so the column now moves from August 2022 all the way down to the present as zeros. The Texas Supreme Court had determined recently that the Texas Human Life Protection Act, which protects unborn babies from abortion with an exception for abortions, is both constitutional and clear. So the major difference here is huge. I mean, it's night and day difference between pre-Dobbs and post-Dobbs, between before June of 2022 and after June of 2022.
Yeah, and
it's
don't know.
Startling, the stats that we're looking at right here
in
front of us.
I don't know what the population of Texas is, but I'm sure it's pretty huge, right? But to see they go down to zero is just miraculous.
Well, Texas, you know, you have the three largest states, California, Texas, and Florida. And Texas is exceptionally large. It's in that top three, Florida being the third largest population in the United States. So this is a very huge population to go from around 2,500 to 3,000 abortions per month to zero per month. This is startling. It's quite startling, and it's very encouraging. You know, this is, I think, indicative of what we're seeing happening in these states. If you look at Texas, for example, the policies fundamentally are protecting the sanctity of human life. Same with Florida, fundamentally protecting the sanctity of human life. With Texas, you have the legislature, you have the whole governor, you have the attorney general. They're all on the side of life. And you see people flocking to Texas. In fact, Elon Musk has moved SpaceX or is in the process of moving SpaceX from California to Texas.
He's getting out of Dodge, California.
Yeah. And you know, you look at California, contrast that.
Right.
Just like contrast that with Florida. If you get it right on life, like Florida has gotten it right on life, look what happens to the rest of the state. It flourishes. Education, jobs, people are flocking to the state of Florida. You contrast the policies of Florida to the policies of California, and they're night and day difference.
Well, when you respect people's lives, as unborn children included, you respect people's freedom.
Yeah, and you see the policy difference both in protecting children in the womb by these laws that ban abortion, and protecting children out of the womb by the laws that ban these puberty blockers, cross-sex hormones, and mutilating surgery. When you start protecting the most vulnerable among you, it's not only the blessing that comes with that, but it's the common sense of doing the right thing that permeates in the other areas of your public policy. And Texas and Florida are prime examples in significant contrast to, say, for example, California or New York, you know, with New York City being the one that essentially drives some of the more rural parts of New York.
And that's what happens. You have these radical governors in charge, then you have these radical policies that do not respect life and do not respect freedom.
So what we're seeing right here is really a battle for life. I mean, we are in a huge battle for life. Liberty Counsel is very much on the front lines of standing for the sanctity of human life. We have a major amendment in Florida called Amendment 4 that's on the ballot. Florida has moved to one of the most pro-life states in the nation with the six-week heartbeat law that went into effect on May the 1st, overruling the 1989 abortion decision at the Florida Supreme Court. But now the vote is coming in November, and it could become the most radical state in the nation.
And people need to understand and be educated about what's happening in their state, because the problem is we're not speaking out against life.
For more information, visit lc.org/FL Amendment and /abortion amendments. That's FL Amendment and abortion amendments.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org.